Israel's prime minister lashed out at President Barack Obama on Saturday, accusing him of a shameful ambush at the United Nations over West Bank settlements and saying he is looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Netanyahu's comments came a day after the United States broke with past practice and allowed the UN Security Council to condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem as a flagrant violation of international law. Although the U.S. opposes the settlements, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block resolutions condemning Israel, saying that disputes between Israel and the Palestinians must be resolved through negotiations. The resolution, while mostly symbolic, could hinder Israel's negotiating position in future peace talks. Netanyahu said the U.S. abstention was in complete contrast to U.S. commitments, including one he said Obama made in 2011, not to impose conditions for a final agreement on Israel at the Security Council. The Obama administration conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the U.N., Netanyahu said. The U.S. and much of the international community considered Israel's settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem as an obstacle to peace. Netanyahu rejects such claims, blaming the failure of peace efforts on the Palestinian refusal to recognize Israel's Jewish identity. The decision to abstain from vote is one of the biggest American rebukes of its long-standing ally in recent memory and marked a final chapter in the icy relations between Netanyahu and Obama over the last 8 years. The Palestinians, meanwhile, welcomed the UN resolution. Netanyahu called the decision distorted, but said that Israel will overcome it. He said he spoke with U.S. leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, who vowed to fight the move, including, he said, from Israel's friend in the incoming administration. The decision taken at the UN yesterday was part of the swan song of the old world biased against Israel, Netanyahu said. We are entering a new era, and as the president-elect Trump said yesterday, this is going to happen much quicker than people think. In this new era, there is a high price for those trying to harm Israel, he said.